Letter number 19 to Mrs. Antonetta Savarani, widow from Faenza. Fiat in voluntate Dei. My good daughter in the divine volition, your letter brought me great contentment, especially in hearing that you want to strip yourself of the mourning clothes of the human will. And I briefly answer to your difficulties. To live in the divine will is not so difficult as you and others believe. Nor does sweet Jesus want impossible things. Nor can he teach difficult things. Rather, in all he teaches, his love is so great that not only does he facilitate his teachings, but in order to make all that he wants and teaches easier, he puts himself at our disposition, doing together with us all that he wants and teaches. My daughter, everything is in a strong, firm, constant resolution to deliver our will into the hands of Jesus, so that his will may underlie each one of our acts. Therefore, in all our being, in the most natural acts of life, in food, in sleep, in sufferings, in prayer, and also in legitimate pleasures, the divine will must have its royal place, its field of action, and our will must be the ground in which to receive these divine acts, and the footstool on which the divine will must place these acts. And these acts united together will form its life. Life cannot be formed with one single act, but with many acts, repeated and incessant. Moreover, the love of Jesus, his sighs, and also his tears for the desire that his will reign in us as life, are such that he never leaves us alone. He himself descends into the depth of our will. He molds it, strengthens it, purifies it, prepares it, and does all that we do together with us. So if we want it, everything is done. However, it is not that we must no longer feel our will. To operate on a dead will would be neither ours nor Jesus's victory. The dead are buried. Therefore, Jesus wants our will alive so that it may feel all the good as his operating will lays its acts in it. The human will becomes the residence of the divine and gives it all the freedom to dominate and to do whatever it wants. Do you see then how easy it is? Nor does one have to be a religious to do this. The sanctity of living in the divine will is for all, or rather, to tell the truth, it is for all those who want it. Therefore, get down to work, tell Jesus from the heart, I firmly want it. I continuously want it. I want it. And Jesus will make wonders and will use everything you do and suffer as raw material so that you may ask for his will and let it operate with its creative virtue. As far as the vow, do it on the day of ascension so that sweet Jesus may bring your will to heaven as the most beautiful victory he has achieved over you. I finish here as I cannot continue further. Pray for me and make yourself a saint, for Jesus wants it. I leave you in the place of honor of the divine will with 1,000 regards, the little daughter of the divine will, Corrado, May 7th, 1935. Amen, fiat.
Thank you, Linda.
You're welcome.
Beautiful letter, beautiful. You see how beautiful Luisa Picaretta teaches. She's a wonderful teacher. written in 1935. She's already been taught. She already received the gift operating in her soul. I want, just before I go with the letter, I want to clarify something because I don't want you to get confused. It's not that you have to wait until you possess all those virtues in you that you ask the divine will to come. No. Every day, we ask the Lord Jesus to come in us, his will to reign in us. We unite ourselves every day, as volume 14, May 27, 1922, with the prevenient and the actual act. But what I wanted to emphasize is that we have to be aware to keep working in those dispositions. All right, so it's not that you have to wait until you are perfectly virtuous and all wonderful until you ask the Lord Jesus, come and breathe and palpitate in me. No, it's now, at every moment, and just be aware of the others. Okay. So is in this beautiful letter, we see how Luisa Picarreta is telling us that in everything, that to live in the divine will is not something difficult. It's very simple. That we may call the divine will to be in us in every single act, in the most natural acts of life, of eating, sleeping, suffering, praying. And this is very important too. And also in legitimate pleasures. Because there is a tendency sometimes that we become scrupulous. And suddenly everything becomes bad. And then it causes problems also when they point out all those people that they study the divine will and this and that. So remember, that's a good example where we need temperance, when we need virtue. The divine will must have its royal place, its field of action. Where? In our soul, in our acts. In all the acts together with our Lord Jesus. So this gift is not only for the religious. It's for everybody and for those, as Luisa Picarreta says, for those who want it. For those who really want it. She encourages, this is a beautiful prayer that we can make it ours. To tell Jesus that, Jesus, I really want it. I want it. I want it. And firmly telling Jesus, Jesus, I want the gift of the divine will reigning in me. So, to get rid of the mourning clothes of the human will, in a way, is very simple. To give our will to Jesus. I don't think he will refuse it if we really tell him, Jesus, I give you my will. I give you my will. I give you my will, Jesus, and I want your will in exchange for mine. It is important to understand that it's here, this is all the time we got. Because, as Luisa Picaretta says, the dead are buried. Our Lord Jesus cannot operate in them anymore. The human will becomes the place from where the divine will is able to operate, the house of the divine will here. And this is the kind of houses of the divine will that our Lord Jesus is looking for. Not so much the physical buildings. Our Lord Jesus wants every one of us to be the house of the divine will. Every one of us to be the house of Nazareth, where the divine will really reign. So let's finish tonight asking the Lord to give us his will, telling him that we really want his will to reign in us. And I want to encourage all of you to really, especially during this time of Advent, to make those preparations in your soul. I want to encourage you to begin the Christmas novena in preparation for the celebration of the birth of our Savior, and asking in a special way to give us this gift, to restore in us the gift that was lost through Adam. Asking him every day with our acts to give us his will, telling him that we really want this gift in us, to operate in us, that we really want his creation to be complete in us. So let us finish and let us ask the Blessed Mother to bless us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. The Lord be with you. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon each one of you and remain with you forever.